He doesn't even know what we're talking about. He was over in the back trailer with Miss Janie or whatever her name was.
Sandy. Miss Hill. Never mind. And
this is take number one. This is Jerry Jane's take number one.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe Sanh is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
Number two, Jerry, number two.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe Sanh is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines. And what may be most crucial, let's do that again, and what may be.
Three.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe Sanh is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines. And what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves, far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
Play with something to your discretion here.
Okay.
Four.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe Sanh is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines. And what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
Okay, no problem. This is for take number five.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe Sanh is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines. And what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
Seven.
From the North Vietnamese, from was...
Eight.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe Sanh is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and, what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
Okay, this is Webster for take number one. Jerry, number one.
When a plane does land, much of the activity stops while everyone watches to see if the plane makes it. This is all that's left of a C-130 that landed loaded with gasoline. Some inside escaped, others did not. This is the residue of a CH-53 helicopter, the biggest the Marines have. About the time this was being filmed, another helicopter was being shot down just a few miles from Khe Sanh, killing all 22 Americans on board.
Very good. You heard all that. Here we go, Jerry. It's number two, buddy.
Okay. When a plane does land, much of the activity stops while everyone watches to see if the plane makes it. This is all that's left of a C-130 that landed, loaded with gasoline. Some inside escaped. Others did not. This is the residue of a CH-53 helicopter, the biggest the Marines have. About the time this was being filmed, another helicopter was being shot down just a few miles from Khe Sanh, killing all 22 Americans on board.